In Visual Studio 2017, there's a new Linux development with C++ workload. You can find that in the new installer experience under other tool sets. And from installing to launching your first project, you can get started in under 10 minutes. And once it's installed, Visual Studio will launch up, and you can create a new project. And under cross-platform Linux, you'll find that we've got four project types for you to work with. Blink, which will help you get started blinking an LED for a Raspberry Pi or other ARM-based IoT device. Console app, which will just get you started with a simple main file to just output some text and you can get started. Empty project, which will allow you to bring in your own files. Or make file, which you can bring in your own make file or build scripts to run on the remote Linux machine. All of our projects come with documentation that helps you get started and tells you everything you need to know about our project properties and how to remotely build your code on your remote Linux machine. Visual Studio 2017 also has a connection manager to manage the connections out to your remote Linux machines. There's not any requirements on a specific distro. All we need on the remote Linux machine is SSH, GCC, and GDB. Then you connect to any Linux machine over SSH, whether it's a server, container, or IoT device. The Linux workload for C++ also has a Linux console window available in it, which can even allow you to interact with the programs running on Linux. We also support attach to process. So you can come in and drop down and choose the new SSH option, and then specify one of the Linux connections that you've set up before in the connection manager, which will then enumerate all the processes running there for you to attach to.